USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
On Thursday, President Biden held a meeting with CEOs across several different industries to discuss the state of the nation's economy. President talks about why he believes manufacturing numbers were down.
A significant part of the slowdown that occurred when it hit is inflation. The cost of automobiles, people are not buying them, also because they cost so damn it. There's so few of them. They're not manufacturing nearly what they were able to manufacture in the past.
There are so many illegal immigrants being bused from Texas to the nation's capital that the mayor of Washington, D.C. is calling it a humanitarian crisis. She's asking the National Guard to be activated to set up a processing center. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
One state is continuing to charge people with election fraud.
The Wisconsin Elections Commission is reporting multiple clerks in the state of Wisconsin made 22 voter fraud referrals to local district attorneys related to the 2020 general election over the past 2 years. The new report from the July 22nd Commission meeting showed 10 instances of voter fraud referrals from the 2020 election. Most came from the Milwaukee and Brown counties, including more than 50 instances of a person using an improper residential address on their voter registration in multiple elections. One potential problem with election security was settled July 8th when the Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled that drop boxes were illegal. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Prime.
Investors shrugging off recession fears at the closing bell, the Dow gaining 332 points to close at 32,529. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
President Biden is throwing his support behind the Senate Democrats' climate change and deficit reduction plan. South Dakota Republican Governor Kristi Noem says she's not a fan of the bill.
What this bill is going to do is going to make us more energy dependent on our enemies. It's also going to make us much more insecure as a country. And what this president is doing is really jeopardizing our country for the long term.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Democrats claim without proof the bill will reduce inflation. A teen who allegedly attacked a New York City police officer in the subway has been released without bail on account of second-degree assault of an officer. New York gubernatorial candidate and Congressman Lee Zeldin tells Mornings with Maria that victims should have a voice when it comes to bail.
Because the system's not working, they're still on the streets committing more crimes.
The Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulations earlier this week served a complaint to a Miami bar that offered a lewd drag show specifically targeting children. The complaint comes after a viral video surfaced that shows a half-naked drag stripper with underwear filled with money leading a little girl by the hand around the bar during the show. If the bar is found to be in violation of the law, the state will remove its liquor license. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.